Waking up with Brisbane's most dysfunctional family. This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Yes, it is Brisbane's most dysfunctional family. I'm not sure the Glen 20 goes under the armpits somehow, Margo.
It's just a little bit pongy.
But it's eucalyptus. It'd just be like a koala. They probably use it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, if they put it under their
they
armpits.
They also have chlamydia too.
Yeah.
No.
Haven't
they? Not like me.
Hey, Can I don't say these things slightly. Best show of the year.
You reckon?
Lots of callers,
man. Today was good. I liked yesterday.
But think about...
Yesterday was the best show.
People probably have already listened to that podcast, but you think about how today, like a flower, it unfolded.
Oh, you're forward selling the
podcast.
We started
the dump. No, I'm fair dinkum. Before 7 o'clock, I almost like a King G out. I said, that'll do me. I'm off home.
You're done.
Dump. We talked about resource recovery centres, the dumps.
You talked about men's underwear.
We talked about Nick Kyrgios.
Foxes.
What else?
Foxes.
Foxes. Was that all before 7?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was all before 6. No, I'm just kidding.
And Peter Dutton, potato head.
The potato.
We squeezed all of that in the first hour and a half of the show.
And gave away $5,000.
Well, that was after that, wasn't it?
Oh, no,
when
true.
Did we give away? Yeah, that was the second half.
You also took a phone call on air. On your private phone?
Well, that was when we were talking about the dump. He was my main garbo mate.
He was ringing you. He said, hey, if I'm on air, can you call me on 133353?
And he did. And he said, what are we talking about?
We need to talk about ringtones, I feel, tomorrow, because your ringtone is
choo-choo
a choo-choo train.
How do you change that shit?
I'll show you.
Is it?
One step at a time, Marta. You've just got yourself, you managed to get yourself a new phone case.
Now, you do
the
emojis.
Next step is a new ringtone.
When you send me text, you send emojis,
yes.
And I then spend the next half hour going, where did she find that from? Where do you get these fancy
ones? You know what we did learn today, too, about emojis?
Oh,
that the word emoji doesn't have an emoji.
Fact.
It's all Friday.
Right. You'll hear the facts as well. That's all coming up.
Have
this is the Catch Up Podcast.
I'm going out to Lake Mugra for the weekend.
I'm going to Morton.
I'm going to the pub.
It's looking a little windy and rainy. I might end up at the pub with you, Jamie.
Me too.
Have a great weekend. This is Triple M.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
You know what comes with age?
Not there yet. Tell me.
Experience and wisdom. That's what comes. And I was able to, well, no, I didn't do it the other day, but I'm going to from now on. I saw a bloke, he bent over and his undies showed, and the top of his undies had disconnected from the fabric.
Oh,
what,
no.
What would you call that, frayed undies?
Yeah, I guess
well,
so.
Well, no, just disconnect, like, old, throw
old,
them out,
yeah, yeah.
Get rid of them.
That's right. You know how girls, if they've got a booger, if their mate's got a booger or something in their teeth or their dress is tucked into their undies when they come back from the toilet, girls
yeah,
will
tell
each other.
Yeah, lipstick on your teeth, we tell each other everything.
When I was younger, blokes would think that sort of stuff's funny on another bloke. You wouldn't tell him. Fly down.
Of course not.
Don't tell him. No. Don't tell him. Let him find out on his own. Okay, frayed undies. I'd reckon it's been now only 8 months, and I'm better than this, but only 8 months ago that I started throwing out underpants that were too old. It's taken me to that age stage of my life.
How old are we talking?
We're talking my whole life because until
you've kept undies for your whole life and only just started
until
to get rid
I was
of them.
30. I was with Catherine nearly 10 years or so before, no, 6 or 7 years before Mum stopped buying me underpants. So I was in underpants, but she'd buy me 7 of the same.
Your
colour.
Mum was still buying you underpants. At
yeah,
what
because
age?
She knew. See, this is. I'll let you in on a secret. You've got a wonderful husband who looks after himself and his possessions and things like that.
No, no, I buy Corey jocks, like, but for birthdays and Christmas and that sort of stuff. Like a stocking fillers.
133353, ring us any time you like, but I'm talking frayed underpants. I would say, without having done any sort of survey, this is just me talking, that 85% of men have frayed underpants. No, I'm going to go 90.
Oh,
90%
yes.
of 90 men
plus.
Have underpants that either are frayed at the top, like I'm talking,
yeah.
where the elastic is disconnected from the fabric, and they've got 1 to 2 pairs still and they'll wear them on when they can't find any, or they've got the old... frayed in the
hole in the in the nut.
No hole, or they're too loose, and we have to.
Bit
that's,
saggy.
That's why we're redressing all day because there's things for undercarriage falling down to the side.
Sorry, Margo.
I'm not sure anyone can see my face. I am grimacing.
I saw this bloke the other day, and for the first time in my life,
did you tell him?
I said, "Hey, mate, they're so cheap." Expensive and underpants are expensive, but they're so. I said, "Listen, mate, And I told him
Bonds, tradies, Calvin Kleins. What was he? What did he have on?
Oh no, he didn't have any. It wasn't
no
a name.
Brand.
So it would have been the cheaper ones.
Aldi.
You can get three for $15 at Kmart and stuff. I said, listen, mate, undies are coming apart. As an experienced member of the male tribe, make it this year. I said to him, make it this year that you don't wear
I'm going
them anymore.
Red.
He didn't know who I was.
Guy.
I had hats, undies, etc. I just left it at that. I said, all the best. That was it because he was picking up a box at the shopping centre. So I just went. I'm not going through life and letting a bloke.
It's so easy for men just to have comfy, like good jocks in the drawer. Like for women, it's really hard. There's lace, there's G-strings, there's French, there's full brute. Like there's so many different types of underwear. It's more difficult for us. But 3 months, like good clean out every 3 months. Stock up and get rid of.
It's one of my responsibilities to have this job. We need to pass on messaging, and this is part of the thing. If I can change one bloke's life today and go, don't hang on to old undies anymore. I did it, and it hasn't made
it's time
it,
to
my
let
life's
them go.
Become a better place.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get you into some strange
have
church
more respect for yourself.
Or cult. I just want you all to start looking after the undercarriage and the old boys. And
is it an out of sight, out of mind type thing? You know, because you like no one else sees them, or blokes think that no one else sees them.
John from Mount Tambourine, can you add anything to this, mate?
Yeah, g'day.
Hey, John, how are you, mate? What's happening in the undie department?
Well, I'm sort of a little bit like Mardo. I'll be 60 this year, and my mum is the only one that's ever bought me undies.
Are you single, John?
No, married for 30 years, Margo.
The wife doesn't buy you jocks?
No, she doesn't know which ones to get. Only mum does.
Mummy. Until I was 30, mum used to buy me 7 pairs, same colour, so you just baffle yourself. Are you in that sort of field?
That's exactly right, but I think I've got to do what you do. Now, I've got one drawer that's just full of undies, and I have never cleaned them out ever, so suddenly starting to get a bit rank.
Yeah,
so.
A bit rank.
I remember my dad used to wash the car when these Y fronts, you know, the white ghosties, when they'd get too old, and you'd go, "Jesus, they're shocking." He used to use them as the chamois to wash the car on a Sunday.
Rags, the old rag bag.
Who just goes? My undies are so old that I'll use them for a rag. Listen,
let's take some calls.
Yeah, you watch. I reckon 90% of blokes have at least one. Maybe 2 pairs of undies that are just no good, but we can't let go of them.
When is it time to let them go? Is that what you want to know?
Do we have a bird?
Or what are you still holding on to?
You're thinking what I'm thinking.
Do we go to King George Square and say, show us your, bring in your old undies
44
and have
gallon
a bonfire.
Drum.
You can burn the jocks like we burned the bras. Drum.
Yep. Yeah, why don't we? Let's get rid, mate. 2022, the year to get some good undies on board.
All right. Our number's 133353. It's a general underpants chat.
Well, do you agree?
Why do people want to ring and talk about their undie situation?
Because it's time for men. Like we talk about prostate cancer, we talk about all sorts of things. We now
men's
get
mental
health. Check. Yeah. Let's talk about
undie
this.
Check.
And let's ask the bloke at Smoko today, are your undies okay?
There's nothing worse than men bending over and their cracks hanging out instead.
Just
so I'd be okay with, you know, a little bit of dodgy underwear over the big dirty old crack.
We've decided, we haven't decided fully.
We'll have to run it by
the boss. Outside the King statue, next to the King statue, we're going to have a burning implement, maybe from Chaos or one of the things. We'll have a burning thing. And you just come along, I'll hand you a can of beer. Of some sort, sponsor yes to be confirmed, and you hand us your underpants.
This
and
is a thing you're actually going.
We are burnt. We
have thought this out. Mm.
A smoking ceremony of sorts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Little bits to be worked out.
Sorry for all the locals.
What
in the
I
area.
Want to say is that 90% of men have got a pair of dud undies. Girls wouldn't keep when girls' undies are gone. Are they gone out of the house?
They're gone in the bin. Yeah. Done. Get rid of them. There's no rags. There's no saving it for a rainy day or just in case.
Think we must think we're going to pass them down to our son or something.
Like
I don't know what we're hanging on to them for. But what about you? Who
Dean
we got there?
Dean from Bunyaa. G'day.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, Dean. Underwear situation. What's yours?
Oh, underwear. I've been in Australia for 6 years now.
Where'd you come from, Dean?
From Nottingham in England.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So, I've still got pairs of underpants from England that was bought for Christmas, birthdays, that
six
sort of
years
thing.
Ago.
How many years?
Wow. Six years.
Oh, you haven't got any stupid rallies who resort to
buying
undies.
Them for you?
Not in Australia, no.
Why haven't you, Dean, invested in your bottom and manhood and got it some new cloth?
Oh, they're still good. They're still good to go. You know, there's a couple of holes and they're a little bit loose around the undercarriage, but
that doesn't mean good to go, Dean.
I'm hanging on to your number. You're coming to Suncorp Stadium with me.
Well, And do you know what? I've got a pair on this morning. I actually went to my pant drawer this morning and I thought, yeah, they're Old Faithfuls, you know?
Now listen, Sheriff of Nottingham.
You've got a big day ahead of you. You can't beat a pair of Old Faithfuls.
Yeah. Need to be comfortable and familiar.
Yeah, they look after the old pastry seam down there.
The more scratching we do around, the looser they become in the groin. Now, Dean, hopefully we'll get an undie manufacturer or something
on
board.
We need to get Triple M branded underwear.
Oh, that's right. It'll be like, remember the gun buyback?
And you can have the Dan, what's the Dan statue at the front?
Dr. Dan.
Dan on the front with his guitar and his big wings.
Yeah. All right. You remember the gun buyback after Port Arthur? We have the undie buyback scheme. So you hand your old undies in.
Champion. No, we don't want your gross underwear.
No,
throw them out. Burn them.
No,
we're
don't throw them out. We need them for burning.
We need them for fire.
Get rid of them. Josh.
There you go.
Undies, talk to us. What's happening?
Okay. So I'm not actually throwing out my old underwear. I've thrown out a couple. But most of the time when the elastic goes, my girlfriend wears them. Because they're comfortable.
Yuck.
True love. True love. She finds them comfy. Oh, stop gagging.
That's gross.
Yeah. Sorry,
Josh. Why? She surely has her own underwear she could put on.
Yes, but apparently mine are more comfortable.
Now, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Mm. Now, is it sexy for you to see her in your undies?
But there's nothing to fill out that bit of bulge area in the fabric.
It's just free.
Just looks bulgy, does it, Josh? Or you think it's sexy?
I think it's sexy, yeah.
Mm, yeah, okay. Incredible. Are you a brief or a trunk guy, Josh?
I am a trunk guy.
Yeah, okay.
Josh, would you be involved with the smoking ceremony, the burning ceremony that we're going to conduct?
Well, it sounds like you need his girlfriend to be a part of it. Because she's the one that's got them. She's got to burn them, not Josh. Offer.
The problem is when blokes throw them in the bin, and if somebody opens the bin and goes, why are your undies in the bin? What have you got? What happened there?
All right, stand by.
Last night.
Details soon on the smoking ceremony from Triple M Breakfast. Marto and Margo.
Marto's phone's ringing. Is that a choo-choo train?
Pef, I'm on here, mate. Can't talk. I want to talk about the dump. Can you ring 133353?
This is why we invented Marto's burner phone.
Shut up.
Because everybody texts and calls Marto during the show on his personal phone. So we created the burner phone that you could get in contact with the show without disrupting it Hef just did. Who's Hef? Explain yourself.
Hef's my favourite garbo truck driver. That'll be him ringing now, producers. Take that call. Because... Well, how many garbo truck? He's the only one. I think I know somebody else. Deacon, I think he's... Anyway, I want to talk about the dump because I go there twice a week. Usually I've always got rubbish to throw away.
My garbo's name is Jamie.
Oh, well, if Jamie wants to ring, give us a yell, Jamie, 133353, because we asked before the song if you know much about the dump and stuff. What's going on at the dump? That's the investigation.
It is Hef, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Put him through.
Yeah.
Put him through. Can you put him to air?
I can't yet.
Is he swearing?
No, the producers are talking to him.
Oh, okay. I just want to talk to him about the dump. All right. So I go there and I notice.
There's a note. It says, Hef knows nothing about it. Do you still want to talk to him?
He does know about it. He goes to the dump. What I want to know, leave it. Don't go off, Hef, if you're listening. Turn your radio down, but don't go off lock. I went to the Nudgee dump yesterday and it's no longer, you know how. All right, Margo, I worried a few years ago when the dump stopped getting called the dump and it got started getting called
what
the
did it get called?
Waste Transfer Station. The Kapira Waste Transfer Station, the Nudgee Waste Transfer Station.
Was it not always called that and then you just
hold on.
Like, called
I grew up at West Chermside and the bloke who lived down the back, Nev James, David was his son, went to school with me. Nev was the guy who ran the Nudgee dump.
Oh.
And that's when you used to be able to go to the dump with Dad. You'd put a little bit in and you'd walk across the dump for about 400 metres and find stuff that you wanted and go home. And I was happy when they developed the new dumps and they had the pit and you weren't allowed in there and all that. I thought, that's a good idea. Someone will die. I turned up there yesterday and the sign out the front has changed.
Oh, they've changed the name.
Not back to Nudgee Dump like I'd like to see. Nudgee Resource Recovery Centre.
Oh,
that'll do.
That's the boring coming to.
Is Hef there?
Yeah, Hef's there.
Hef, hey, mate. Sorry,
how are you?
You're on air. Yeah, good.
Hey, Hef, how are you, mate?
Margo? Hey, mate, have you seen this?
Yeah, mate, basically it's all about transfer. So they pick the loads, they transfer the steel out of the loads into steel bins, wood into wood recycling, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, that's why it's renamed environmentally.
Oh, jeez.
Saving the planet.
What do you call it? Do you call it the dump?
Oh, mate, I remember back in the day when Dad had a Datsun 1600 and we'd go to the dump in the trail and I was allowed, you know, 14, 15 to drive around the dump.
Learn to drive with a tip.
He grabbed stuff and you just, with the cruise. All right.
You left the dump with more than bullshit than buddy you picked up.
Bloody oath. And your mother got up, yeah, and then you went down to the incinerator and burnt some of it.
Oh, you know my mother, mate. She was always up to date about things.
All right. Thank you, mate. It's lovely to talk to you for the new year.
It must be a bloke's thing because Corey just recently went to the dump to get rid of a heap of stuff and he came home with a cabinet.
No, sorry. He went to the Resource Recovery Centre.
He brought home a chest of drawers and a shelf and all sorts of things. He thought it was the best thing ever. I was like, what is that? And he goes, I got it from the dump. I said, why? We don't need it. No. He goes, look at how good condition it's in. It even has the keys still. Had like a set of cupboards with a lock on it
and still had a
brand new set of keys.
They were still in it.
Yeah.
But often they'll tape them to somewhere.
He brought a chair home from the caravan park that he found at the bins. Someone had left it at the bins
because
clearly not good enough
for
somebody
else. There at the
good
parkers.
Enough for Corey.
Did he grow? Is he 108? Did he grow up in the war, your husband?
No idea.
This is Triple M.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Still on my old Facebook page from Newmarket when I used to live there 6 or 8 months ago, whatever.
Aren't you on about 10 different suburbs?
Shush. Spotted.
Stalking.
Spotted at the end of Noble Street and very inquisitive about my fluffball Humphrey. The photo I'm looking at is a fox sneaking around down near the creek there. It was following me down the track. I had to walk fast in the end to try to get my own way home. I really wasn't keen on the old, it followed me home, can I keep it in this instance? So that's one person, okay.
What about Humphrey, the name of the dog?
It might be, probably is a dog, not a cat.
My fluffball
Clear
Humphrey.
Photos of
a fox.
Right next to the creek of a fox, and then there's somebody else on this page. Fox is out again, Edmondson Street and Murray Street, not far away
it's
again.
About, what, 3 Ks from the
fox.
City?
That's 2.5 Ks from the city. There's foxes, and then I bring it up, and then Abby from Bulimba, I got contacted by a few people. Abby from Bulimba, fox is there. Rick from Annerley, fox near the Juliet Street on ramp. There's foxes everywhere.
Margot from Cornubia, foxes got our chooks.
Oh, geez, I forgot that. Killed 11.
11 chickens.
I forgot that one.
Just took their heads, though, and then ripped all the guts
out. Didn't eat them.
And then left the bodies there.
It was weird.
Just feathers and bodies all over the backyard. Wow. It was a bit
awful. Poor Margot and Corey. They were shattered. Hey, I took all their chooks. I've forgotten that bit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never seen a fox, though.
Me neither.
Just hear know that them. It's there.
They're everywhere, apparently. 133353, quick survey, because I just had a look online. City Council doesn't seem to have done anything for a couple of years on it, maybe COVID-related. Just want to do a survey. Give us your suburb, 133353. Leave your suburb or we'll talk to you. Foxes. They're one of the great feral animals. They're only about 6 or 7 kilograms, but they kill everything. And you know what they are? They're surplus feeders.
They don't
just eat what they need. They'll kill all
anything.
Oh, they'll kill 11
chickens. 11 chickens in one night's a bit greedy. I mean, come on.
Like there's blokes go to the, where's the KFC down there? And they'll only do 3 chickens on a Friday night.
A whole bucket, thanks.
Can't be doing 11 chickens.
All right, 133353.
Where are the foxes?
A quick fox survey, 133353.
We didn't have a little red fox, Marto, at our place. We had like a grey looking fox.
It'd be an old one.
An old.
Very old.
A silver fox. No, that's my husband. He was in the bedroom. The grey fox was out the back.
I'm on the city council thing. Problems caused by foxes. Oh, we all know. They chooks. They
chooks.
Hell on poultry. Council undertakes an integrated approach. Oh, it takes too long. Anyway, we're looking doing a fox survey.
Heap of callers on 133353 all telling us that there's foxes everywhere. Literally. Stacey from Loganholme. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Welcome to Triple M Breakfast. I hear this is your first time calling in.
Oh, nice one.
It sure is.
Nice
Thank show. You for being a part of the show. Yeah,
be gentle.
No worries.
Foxes, though, we're having a fox chat. I mean, if it's not undies we're talking about for the men of Brisbane, it's the foxes of Brisbane, Stacey, hitting all the hard subjects today. Have you seen some around?
Yeah, I'm actually from Logan's Village.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were getting them at 2 a.m. in the morning, and have you heard their mating call?
No.
What does it sound like, Stacey?
It sounds like a screaming child.
Oh, good Lord. I've got enough of them.
A crying or a screaming child? A really high-pitched?
Like a screaming child. Like
can you give
crying.
Us a little example?
Oh, God.
Come on. Wow. You sure they haven't already mated
How
at that
often
start?
Do they
That's
mate?
Cheering?
I don't know, but it was coming around maybe, it came around for a month every third night at 2 o'clock in the morning making that putrid noise.
Are you in small lots in an estate at Logan Village or are you on acreage?
Yeah, we're on acreage.
So do you have any other animals that the foxes were coming to find? God, did you lose anything?
Two dogs.
Oh,
not,
you lost?
Not tickets, but everything, just dogs.
You lost two dogs to a fox.
Oh, no, we didn't lose them. Oh. Sorry, not.
But they haven't destroyed anything yet, Stacey, have they? You just see them everywhere.
Yeah, we do see them.
Okay, incredible. Well, it's just a survey we're doing. It's not a job interview. Stacey, it's been lovely talking
lovely
to you.
Lovely talking to you, Stacey. Thank you.
Didn't she do a good mating call?
That was incredible. Mm. Remember when we did that competition where you had to make animal noises?
Yes.
We should bring that back.
I'll write that
Lots
down.
Lots of fun.
Don't Scott get off track.
Scott from Cleveland, hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, what did the fox say?
Well, the fox got into my crab pot over the Christmas break and made a real mess of it.
What do you have in there, mullet or dog food? Or chicken frame?
Combo of mullet and whiting frames.
Yeah.
But why wasn't your crab pot with the bait in it?
Low tide, you mean, don't you, Scott?
In the water.
Yeah, low tide. Went down and low tide late in the afternoon. Went back down the next morning at low tide and there were some little tracks leading out to the pot. Looked like dog tracks, and all of the entries into the pot were all busted wide open.
Was it one of those red European ones that Marto speaks of, or a grey one more like what I saw?
I didn't see it at the time, but I've seen them down there before, and they are red, yeah.
Okay. Wow, incredible.
And fine. Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks for helping with the survey. They are indeed everywhere. Well, Tech's saying that foxes have been seen on Gympie Road at Kedron near the cemetery. Oh, they'd love
hanging
around cemetery.
And all through Spring Hill, Marto, as well.
Paul from South McLean on the burner phone. I've seen a group of eight of them drinking out of South McLean Dam.
Ross from Manly West, he said that he sees them 2 to 3 times per year, killed all his chooks too.
All right, foxes are about.
What an
thing.
Fox investigation. Are they a protected species?
No, feral, a feral thing.
Because farmers can shoot them and get rid of them because they're a pest out west, but what about in the city?
Okay, now listen, we've spoken about the dump, underpants and foxes. There's no need to go down the shooting line yet. Let's just do a little bit more work on this.
I'm not condoning shooting them. I'm just asking how do you deter them?
Sure did sound like condoning to me.
Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
It's generally the sports field or a boxing arena where you see a lot of sledging, Marto, and a bit of banter, you know, in the
attempts
boxers.
At mental disintegration,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Mm. When the boxers go head to head and they stand there and they get all their pre-fight promo shots with their hands up and their foreheads touching and they, you know, say, I'm going to sting you like a bee and all of those sorts of things. Yeah. That's generally where we see a bit of sledging.
Yeah.
But it's starting to, I feel, flow over into politics. And we've seen a bit of sledging happening in Parliament House, you know, where they get up and they make a mockery of each other and they
mudslinging.
And their fans behind them, whatever they're called, their members, they cheer and hear, hear, yeah.
God, I can't
Member
stand
of the House and Speaker, Mr. Speaker, sir, can I just say?
You're good
at
this.
Bunch of Muppets, what are they?
Member for Cornubia.
But I feel like, the Lord Mayor, I feel like maybe this.
What?
Has gone a little bit too far because Defence Minister Peter Dutton.
Potato Head?
Yes. He's come out.
The member for Petrie, I think he is.
Yeah, and he's dropped the boot into our mate Clive Palmer. I mean, he's not technically our mate, but we talked about him yesterday. We highlighted that he is going to be spending all sorts of millions
of
dollars.
That's our job to sink the boot into Clive.
Exactly. It's not your job, Peter.
Yeah,
back
get
off.
Out of it.
But no, he went on radio and he fat-shamed Clive Palmer.
Fat-shamed him?
Yeah. He vax-shamed him and then fat-shamed him. What a combo, you know, like it's, if that's one-two punch, right hook, knock him out.
Hold on. So
Peter Dutton has thrown the combos of all combos.
Is Clive definitely unvaxxed?
Well, he's come out saying that he's unvaccinated. He's fighting for the freedoms of Australia and for
that's
the people.
Right.
It's all about getting rid of the vaccine mandates and I'm not vaccinated and it's rubbish and all of that
but
sort of stuff.
But who are you going to believe, Kelly Slater and Novak Djokovic or Clive when they give you a health warning?
That'd be a good trio. Could you imagine that combo? But he's now come out and said that he thinks Clive Palmer is actually really vaccinated because, well, if he isn't, he should be at least because he is considered high risk. And his weight, he's come at him about his weight, saying that, look, I'm not one, he says, I'm not one to criticise a few extra post-Christmas kilos.
Oh, pardon,
however,
Clive was fat before Christmas. let's be clear.
He said, but Clive does have a couple of extra kilos even on, and he referred to the host's weight and obviously his own weight. And I just was like, you know what? Fat shaming is A, not okay. But pot calling kettle black, Mr. Potato Head. Like, if we're going to start throwing punches here, we've got to make sure that there's nothing for punches to be thrown back at, Mr. Dutton.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Well,
this is the day. If we're going to give it away, let's do it today. $5,000.
We've crossed off a few postcodes so far this week. 4130-4007. Yep. They're not. 4510-4164-4509-4032-4113-4066. And yesterday afternoon, 4068. If any of those sound familiar to you, forget about it because they're not the correct
pin. You can still call through, just use a different pin.
Oh, it doesn't matter what suburb you live in. Yeah. You can use any postcode.
So the hints have been Japan or Japanese.
And what do you reckon that is?
Spider.
Oh, I said zero.
Marto said zero.
I don't know. Yeah. I do not know. Jamie is the only one in this studio who knows, and even then he pushes the wrong button occasionally. Spider, got ya. Spider.
You said eight legs, distinctive feature, so eight.
What
perhaps?
Else do spiders do? What's a? Is there a number? A web? No, no.
Charlotte's Web, Spider's Web.
No numbers. No. All right, and the other one was hills.
Hills. The spelling has changed.
Mm. Okay.
Todd from Beaudesert joins us this morning. Hey, Todd.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Have you been listening along this week to all the postcodes that people have been trying to put in as a pin? None of them have yet unlocked the $5,000. Where's your train of thought at the moment?
I'm thinking Jimboomba.
Right. Is that the same postcode as Beaudesert?
No, it's 4280.
4280. Are we ready to submit that?
May I ask Todd why he thinks Jimboomba?
Well, there's only one clue that sort of stood out to me. That was Hills, and I think the Hills College there.
Oh,
the International College, Hills International College.
That's good. I ask, what was
it? It's got an 8 and a 0 in it as well. He's gone.
Yep.
What was the name change hint?
Spelling has changed. Has Jimboomba always been Jimboomba?
It could have been. I'm not sure on that one.
Okay, all right. Well, 4280 Jimboomba postcode is what you want to go with, Todd from Beaudesert. Locking it in, you ready?
Lock it in.
All right, let's put it in and see.
All right, good luck. $5,000.
4280 Pin correct.
Wait.
Yeah, I got it right.
Jack,
it's right.
Jack Davies got it wrong two times this week.
Todd!
Woohoo!
You just won $5,000.
Woo!
Oh.
Now, Marto and I are surprised because we had no idea what the pin code
unreal.
Is. But Jamie has pressed the wrong button twice this week where he's told.
Now we can move on.
He told someone that it was correct when it wasn't. But Todd, it is correct for you. Jimboomba 4280.
Tell us who Todd is. What do you do? Where do you live?
Mate, I work, manage your property. But just south of Beaudesert.
What sort? Cattle, horses?
Cattle property, mate. Yeah, we're running about 800 breeders here.
$5,000 in your back pocket. What does that mean for you?
Mate, that means a hell of a lot. We've had a bad trot. We got back from the Cape. We did the Cape trip this year.
Yeah.
Last year. Got back from the Cape. Our house got infested by mice. Ate pretty much all our furniture.
Oh.
Married? Children?
Married with two kids, mate, yeah.
Oh,
how old are the kids?
My daughter's 12 and my son's 7.
Oh, beautiful.
Where are you right now, Todd?
Mate, I'm at work at the moment.
What, on the farm on your own?
On the farm. The boys are going out to do some jobs and
You're on your own and blokes get embarrassed easily. Can you give it, we'll say it again, Todd, you've just won $5,000. Can you give it the greatest yell you've ever yelled out in the middle of the paddock or wherever you are? You ready?
Yeah, mate.
Todd?
You just won $5,000!
Woo!
You ripper.
Incredible.
Well, yeehaw. Done, Jim Booba.
Well, I rang my wife yesterday. I said, listen, I know this code. I know the PIN code.
What's her name, Toddy? What's her name?
Belinda.
Will she be listening now?
She's probably not. She's probably getting the kids organised.
Right. Mate, we love you. We'll speak again in a sec after we get onto ads or something or other. But,
hey, Marto, congratulations to you. I reckon you worked those clues out. And again, you had no idea. Spider, Japanese. I think you were spot on with that.
Well, those two, but he got it.
He got it. 4280, Jim Boomba.
All right, another $5,000. We play every day, 7:25. And again, at 5 in the afternoon with Triple M's all new rush hour, another $5,000. We'll play again soon. Postcode PIN at Triple M.
I was just telling Margo that I was played my first game of golf in about 4 years on Christmas Eve with a few members of my family and stuff down the coast. And you said to me, I've never heard you talk about golf before.
Never heard you talk about playing golf.
I don't think I've played in years and years and years. And
why did you stop playing?
I loved it too.
You do love it?
I really loved it. I enjoyed myself. I was playing with brother-in-laws, playing with nephews, playing with my brother, playing with my son.
How do you go, Marto? Do you have a handicap?
I've got a good eye. Occasionally go, all right, no handicap. We're terrible. We lost a lot of balls. We played a place down the coast called Lakelands. But that's not what I want to talk about.
Social, isn't it? Good guy.
You said, why didn't I play anymore? I never answered to that. I thought I'd do it on air. When Hillary was 2, Harry was 1.
Okay, that's 21 years ago.
So 21 years ago. I lifted our old house, okay? And I had to take everything out so we could do all the restumping and start building, put a slab in and stuff. Moved everything out. Kath said, let's have a garage sale. So we started having this garage sale on a Saturday morning and nothing was selling, okay? So
price had, too high.
Or it was probably rubbish.
Is it stuff that you didn't want to get rid of?
Rubbish stuff, no.
And you put like $100 on it?
It was general just nonsense and stuff and nothing was going. I went out, I think I went to the hardware, I went somewhere to do something for the reno, left Kath in charge.
Oh, no.
And people started pushing past the initial stuff that was on sale and started, what's that?
She ended up selling deeper.
2 power saws, 3 drills. She started selling me tools because that's all anyone wanted. And then I...
No, we don't want that self-portrait of Marto, but I'll have the chainsaw.
All my Makita gear went because Kath went, you should have seen that. It went like hotcakes.
I bet it did.
I love it. It's good.
And I really... anyway, so that went. And then I was surveying the damage and going, oh, Jesus, don't tell me you sold that as well. And there was this, oh, crikey, where's my router? Okay. And then it took me 2 days. And I went, did you sell my golf clubs?
Oh.
And her words to the man, to the guy that bought them was, he's got 2 young kids. He won't be needing them.
He doesn't have time anymore.
Has this ever happened?
Did she get a good price for them at least, Marto?
No. The worst thing was she sold them to one of our neighbours. 4 years later, I had to play a game of golf.
Oh.
I had to go.
You had to go and play golf with the guy bought your golf clubs.
I had to go to his house and say, can I borrow my clubs for the day?
Borrow your own clubs back.
Like, clubs are about $1,000 or something.
Oh,
right?
My God.
She sold them for $150 and went, look at this. Look at this cash. All right. Can we just talk quickly about that with anyone? 1-333-1-333-53. Your partner, has it ever happened? Corey wouldn't have
He would never dare to sell anything. I mean, he loves to sell things at the moment. He's got a cubby house up there and a bus and all sorts of things.
No, he sells
But he would
stuff.
Never dare sell my stuff. He throws things out, though, which I don't like. I'm like, where's that? And he goes, oh, that's rubbish. Got
all
rid
right.
of it.
Well, we go down that track. When did it get thrown or sold? And you turned around a bit later and go, have you seen?
Prize possession.
He will roll the wheelie bin down the driveway and pull it up in the front door and just unload stuff from the kids' playroom, from toys, nothing. No.
Makes the executive
just
decision.
Gets rid of it.
All right. So prize possessions, when did your partner sell or throw them out?
Mint condition Mad magazines from the 80s. That's what I lost.
Oh, dear.
That's money.
Yeah, ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
She probably kept it.
Oh.
And then sold them as part of her divorce settlement.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Not listening.
Have we got anyone ringing?
Yeah, Matt from Oxley. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, mate. Did your partner throw out or sell something of yours that you didn't really want her to?
No, it's kind of my fault. We had a garage sale years ago and advertised time was 7:30 in the morning. Of course, we had a guy on our doorstep at 5:30.
That's what happened.
I was a bit tired and I just said, hey, mate, you give me $100, you can take the lot.
Oh.
And
so he did.
Oh, no.
That's great.
What was included in the 100?
Everything. Yeah, the trinkety stuff. Most stuff at the garage sale is rubbish. I was happy to throw it in the skip.
Did he get a mower or anything?
No, just all sort of kitchen stuff. And it was some clothes, like baby clothes that were used. And, yeah, a bit of this and a bit of that. I think there was an old saw.
What was the bet that he then went and on-sold that on, like, Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree or something and made a mint out of it?
And I reckon that's true because the vehicle he showed up in, he was probably prepared to clean out a few more garage sales. But the problem was, what I didn't realise is the night before, my mother-in-law had come over and set up all her... Yeah, fancy crockery stuff that she wanted to sell and make a few dollars out of it.
Oh, no.
$200.
Yeah.
And I only had the $100 note, so there we go.
You ended up with nothing, Matt. You had to give that to the mother-in-law.
Exactly what happened.
Oh, Matt, can we be honest with each other? You set the garage sale up, then you had a few drinks, and that's why you didn't get up early, correct?
I probably won't own up to that, but it's a possibility.
Yes. Hey, Matt.
The good thing is, Marto, I got to go to golf earlier that morning.
Well, you're lucky you had some clubs.
How about you go to the golf bunker for four of you play golf at 140 courses 24/7 at the golf bunker, Kingsford Smith Drive in Hamilton. That's Thanks cool. for calling, Matty.
Golf bunker.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good on Cheers, you. Mate.
See you, Matt. Ken from Logan Village. Hello.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What happened? Do you have a familiar tale?
Prize possession.
Yeah, I did. It was not so much a girlfriend, but my mother. I left home and moved from Melbourne up to here, and it had been probably about somewhere around 9 years. And my brother, who's a big techno geek and loves his video games, said, oh, have you seen what the price of the Atari systems are? And I had a first-generation Atari with the games, all bits and pieces. So he got in touch with Mum to find out that Mum had had a young fella come in and give a hand in the gardens one day and given it to him because we weren't using him.
Give us an approximate price that was given away.
I think if they're in really good condition, it's around $2,000 to $2,500.
Oh,
you feel better, Marto.
Did you ever see that gardener again?
What's that?
Did that gardener keep on guarding? Oh, he was gone.
He's probably sitting at home playing it, or he's probably sold it on because currently they go for ridiculous money.
Oh, nice.
Incredible.
So, and we still don't let Mum live that one down.
No, I wouldn't ever. Ken.
Thanks, Kenny.
Good on you, Ken. Thanks for calling. This is Triple M.
Cheers, mate.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
I wonder how many people are going to be taking the Monday, Tuesday if they've got a bit of leave up their sleeve and having a 5-day holiday. How good? I mean, I'm taking 3 days. We go away out to Lake Moogra today for the weekend.
Yep.
Could I maybe work from the lake? Could I do the show from there Monday, Tuesday and have Friday to Wednesday off?
I don't think so.
Oh.
You could have thought of it before that.
Everybody else can
has.
Do it, though. Everybody else is working
Everyone
from
else
home.
Does do it.
So many people are phoning it in at the moment.
Everybody's phoning it in. The city's empty. The strip malls are empty.
They told us Omicron, the peak in the next 3 weeks or whatever.
Super infectious. So stay home if you don't have to go out.
So that means... That'll mean that people will take advantage of that and they'll get a bookcase or something for their background for their Zoom and just be on the beach somewhere.
Well, people who can work from a laptop, access emails, internet, Wi-Fi, like you can get Wi-Fi anywhere these days. They can work literally from anywhere. Like we normally would have, say, 100 staff in the office here. Mm. There's about 8 of us working from out of here at the moment.
Some of us are working.
Some of us are working.
Do you call this work? There was an email went around advising all our
company
staff.
Stay home.
But they said all around Australia, all the capital cities around Australia, we're everywhere in Australia, stay home.
Don't come in.
So they encourage people, which would mean if that was you, would you stay at your house at Green Slopes or wherever you live, or would you go to the beach for a week
with your laptop
and just do 2 hours and then have a bit of a swim, 2 hours and then go, that'll do me.
I told you earlier, Marto, I went down to Talabudra Creek Caravan Park to visit some friends who were staying down there. She's working from down there. She had her laptop open and a margarita, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm not sure her boss would
and then I ran into one of the ladies from work here who's down there on holidays, and she's got her laptop down there working from there as well.
If they had to Zoom, fair enough, they'd have to get the background sorted out. Is that right?
You could just have the annex as your backdrop.
Yeah, fair enough. It'd be like a wall of a.
Or inside the caravan. It could be like the. Well, like I worked out of the caravan. Remember when we had to stay home during the height of the pandemic in March 2 years ago? We did 7 weeks. I did it out of the caravan. 133353, where are you working from? What have you managed to swindle your way. So you're not actually working from home. You might be working from the beach. You could be working from a cabin in the mountains somewhere. You could be working from it. I mean, I don't know if the Wi-Fi would be great out in the mountains. But 133353, where are you working from? Is it at home, in inverted commas, quote unquote?
Right.
Paul from Hawthorne, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, where are you?
First time caller, are you?
Hello, Paul.
Welcome.
Absolutely.
And actually, it's a really good friend of mine. Her partner's South African, and being in 2020, when the COVID hit, he wanted to go back to be with his family. Her work allowed her to go back. They lived on a game reserve, and she's been working from there since 2020 to the middle of last year when the company folded. She's still there.
She's still there. So she's working in South Africa for an Australian company.
Correct. Yep.
But from there, how amazing.
Yeah, she's now got her own employment agency, so she does employment in Australia, but works out of South Africa for it.
That is amazing.
Yeah, what an opportunity. You know, they say everything happens for a reason. One door closes, another one opens, and there she is in her beautiful hometown of her husband
working
here in Australia.
Unfortunately, yeah, their relationship didn't last, but she met someone else, but she lives on a game reserve, and it's pretty jealous seeing all the photos on social media.
I could imagine. Wow. Paul, what do you do? Are you working in the space that you're supposed to be working in, or are you working from home as well?
Yeah, no, I'm in essential service, so I'm in the office every single day, and I still get to travel around the country, fortunately or unfortunately, whichever way you want to look at it.
Incredible. Don't forget, you get next Wednesday off, Paul. Thanks for ringing, mate. Life and lovely.
Michael from North Lakes, hello.
G'day, how you doing?
I hear you're a first-timer too to the show. Welcome.
That's it.
Where are you?
At the moment, I'm on my way to the gym, but my wife and I are both working from home, and every Friday we go up to the Sunshine Coast to some of the surf lifesaving clubs, and just work from there, go down the beach at lunchtime.
Beautiful.
And then we also go like every couple of weeks and get like a beach house and spend the whole week there and just, you know, morning at the beach. Work from home for a couple of days.
Have you got to do Zoom meetings, Michael, or it's all you can do it all
by
email and stuff?
Well, I'm in sales, so it's all over the phone. But my missus, she does a couple of Zoom meetings with the boss, but he's living on a bloody farm these days because our entire business has moved moved online. So he's like thought stuff Sydney and moved up.
Well,
so.
Michael, give us your analysis, Michael. Would you say that the CBD, because this has happened so many times, you know, the lockdowns and this time going stay away from the city, is the CBD a dying thing? CBD offices?
I think it is because businesses are starting to think, why am I spending tens of millions of dollars on rent when I could just have everyone work from home and they're a lot happier.
But it's also changed the perspective of people like you, Michael, and your partner who are thinking, hey, you know, we don't have to work as hard from, you know, somewhere. We can do this wherever we want, you know, put a bit of pleasure into the business side of things as well.
Exactly. And we don't even take sick days anymore. It's awesome.
Well, you don't need to.
Oh, you don't have a sickie because every day is a sickie.
Every day is a sickie day. You're at home enjoying yourself. All just right. Got to make a few phone
welcome
calls.
Welcome aboard, Michael. Thanks for ringing.
Thanks for calling.
There's been a gross oversight on our behalf, Marto. We were away on holidays and there were some things that we missed that we haven't brought to the attention of Brisbane yet because I saw out the corner of my eye here on the studio something on the TV that happened back in December while we weren't here, and I'd like to bring it to the attention.
Have you tracked this bloke down?
It is a combination of all of our favourite things, that being Land Cruisers, thieves, and just everyday people
fighting back,
being the hero of their own story.
What about men without a shirt on fighting the intruder and his misso coming out of a nightie and hitting the intruder with a block of timber?
Tick all those boxes, Marto, because here is the news story of 2021 that we missed.
Just before 6 a.m, a topless Terry Dennehy sprints towards his shed. He has one thing on his mind.
I thought, no way, no one's taking me. You, that's mine.
As the vehicle picks up speed, Terry lunges into the Land Cruiser.
There ain't much going to stop it, you know, so I thought the only way I can do is jump in with him. If he's going, I'm going with him.
So brave.
I know. With
incredibly
his songs
brave.
On.
And here to tell his story.
Is it? Have you got it?
Terry from Caboolture. Good morning.
Good morning. How you going?
Well, Terry, mate, we can't be on top of everything. This
we'd
is
like
December 17th.
I know. For our tardiness.
We would have come back from holidays if we'd known this had occurred. It's incredible. We're both Land Cruiser drivers. I've got a ute and Margot with
the great pride and joy of one's life. But not
we
just
understand.
That, Terry. It's your business vehicle, which is actually how we got onto you because we screenshot the video of the back
They're
of
good
your
stalkers,
ute.
Pays to advertise, Terry. Pays to advertise. Your phone number's on the back of your car.
Green Guys Gardening. Yeah. Terry Dennehy joins us. All Terry, right. What happened?
Well, it was a bit of a full-on morning, hey?
I could imagine.
Well,
tell us.
We'll keep going. It was December 17th. It was 6 a.m. You start telling the story.
Yeah, mate. It was actually 5 o'clock in the morning. I got out of bed. I went to the toilet, had a look out the window, and I saw some joker walking across my backyard towards my shed. Yeah. And I thought, well, this ain't quite right. This bloke don't work for me. We start at 6, not 7. Oh. Not 5. But anyways, mate, someone come across there. I just yelled out to... told D, I said, some bastard's in my shed. So we go out to the shed to have a look for him, try and find him in there, and can't find him nowhere.
What, were you armed with anything at this stage, Ted?
No, mate, no. Okay. Just me, shorts and thongs.
Yep. Yeah. the essentials, Terry.
I got the essentials on before I went downstairs.
I believe the cops don't go out each work, just each
that's,
day
that's
dressed like that.
That's black tie and caboolture, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
All right. So you went into one shed,
I went in the shed where all my gear's kept down there, and we couldn't find him. So we end up going back inside to watch the TV footage, you know, the cameras.
Oh, right.
CCTV.
CCTV cameras. This place is loaded with them. And as we're starting to start the cameras up, to have a look what's going on, my partner said to me, that's your Land Cruiser starting up.
Oh,
so Jesus. So he was still in the shed. I couldn't actually find him in the shed. He was hidden underneath the cupboards. And, mate, so... And
how far did you have to go from where you were reviewing the tapes to get to the Land Cruiser before she took off?
It was a fair way, actually.
Thong running.
In my thongs and away I went.
You didn't blow a plugger, did you, Terry?
No, mate, no. The plugger... I ended up losing my thongs as I was climbing into the car.
Okay, so tell everyone, the car took off out of over your car shed. It took off and you've jumped in. You've
flung
gone
the door with, open no and jumped
can,
in.
Well, we all know we can't stop a Land Cruiser, so you've jumped
mate,
in the passenger.
Yeah, well, as I'm running around the corner of the shed, I'm thinking to myself, how the hell can I stop this thing? Like, it's a bloody Land Cruiser, you know?
Can't stop
them. You can't stop them, mate. The unstoppable vehicles, you know? Mm. Best things on the road. But anyway... mate, I just thought, the only way to stop this is turn the key off. And to do that, I've got to jump in the bloody thing, you know?
Yep.
So fortunately, the passenger door was unlocked. And, mate, I just dived in through the car and got him. I got him in a headlock. I had him in a headlock.
Give him a bit of a cuddle?
I give him a bit of a cuddle. I did, yeah. Yeah, I give him a cuddle on his way out, you know? I wanted to give him a bit more than that, believe me.
And so did you turn the car off, Terry?
No, I actually turned the car off, yeah. Yeah, I turned off with my left hand. Oh. I was sort of hanging on to his neck. I had him
right
in a headlock.
Yeah, you've reached
right
over.
Hand.
Yeah,
I've dived over, and on the passenger seat, mate. He also had my toolboxes. There was two toolboxes and my brand new stereo. He spent 45 minutes pulling out of the dash.
What?
Yeah, we went back through the cameras, mate. He spent 40. It was brand new stereo.
So he flogged a heap of your tools, threw them in the back of your Land Cruiser, and was taken off.
Yeah, all my chainsaws, whippersnappers, blowers, all my gear, mate, was in the back of it. Okay. Around about 30 grand's worth of gear.
Terry, from the footage that I saw, you managed to open then the driver's door and nudge him out, and then Dee, your beautiful wife, has come out in her nightie, wielding what looks like a bit of 2x2 or 4x4.
Did she hit him? Was it hardwood or pine?
No, mate, it was pine.
Yeah.
It was pine, but it was enough to bloody give him a bit of a bruise on the back.
Give him a whack, didn't she, Terry?
Have you had a chat to her next time? You hit him with hardwood, he doesn't get away.
Yeah, I know.
but the funny thing is he then ran off. You sicked the cattle dog after him and said, go on, get him, chase him. But he left something behind, Terry. What did he leave?
Yeah, no, what that was, I thought it might have been his telephone that he dropped. It was actually the remote control from his stereo.
Oh, nice.
That he left. So I got everything back, And that stereo, I only just put that in the car.
But we saw a motorbike.
Did he leave his motorbike?
On the TV.
Yes, he did, yes. No, I left his motorbike on the footpath.
So
he left it up here. Motorbike, helmet, it was all left here.
You still got it, Terry?
No, I believe it was stolen. The police took that away.
Had the wheels of justice caught up with him?
Yes, mate. Yeah, they caught him. I think it was about a week ago now that they actually caught him.
Tracked him down.
One Sunday morning.
Oh my god!
Mate, he's off the court in March.
What a story!
What a story, Terry.
And what are we green guys gardening? It'd be the busiest bloody January you've had for ages. Oh. Always rain.
Mate, it's been fantastic to tell you the truth. Yeah, fortunately, we're always busy, but. Yeah, this month it's been very busy. Yeah.
Well, a bad story ended well. Yeah. He tried to steal your ute. He ended up not getting your ute or any of your tools, left on foot with no motorbike, Terry. So you are not only the hero but the real winner in all of this.
Yeah, for sure. Now it worked out good at the end of it, but yeah, it was pretty game on his behalf, you know, but
Anyway. He won't be back.
No.
No, mate. Well, to tell you, Trevor, I hope he will be.
Okay. Four
be Terry, you're a champion, mate. See ya.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
Todd from Bow Desert. He picked up $5,000 this morning with Triple M's postcode pin. He entered in 4280. Jimboomba, $5,000.
Fact.
$5,000 back again Monday.
I just heard you do the fact stamp, and we've had a few calls this morning going, are you guys doing Friday Fact?
You bet.
Well, we sure are. What is Friday Fact, Margo?
Well, Friday Fact is where we make the people of Brisbane a lot smarter than they were before they woke up this morning, because we've got a whole bunch of facts for you, and it seems like you have a whole bunch of facts for us too, because 133353, if you have a fact that you feel the people of Brisbane need to know about, let us know.
Got free stuff as well, by the way.
Listen to this great post-holiday one. If 80% of your liver were to be removed, the remaining part would continue to function.
Fact.
You cannot kill the bastard.
What about this one for a percentage fact, Marto, if we're on that track? Yeah. 23% of all photocopier faults worldwide are caused by people sitting on them and photocopying their bottoms.
Really?
Don't question the fact, Jamie. Not allowed to question.
If we front up with...
No, that was more surprise. Really?
I did tell you one a little earlier this morning for those who missed it.
What was it?
Fish can get seasick.
Fact.
That was amazing. I told you one earlier this morning. This is for everyone. We might do double Friday fact and early and a late. George Jetson from Meet George Jetson.
George Jetson.
Oh my God, how did you do that?
I can do these things.
Okay. George Jetson was born in 2022 this year.
Do you remember what year they were living in during the show?
It was 2050 something. What did we work out? His wife was Jane. His wife. Was it Jane?
Jane, his wife. Judy was his daughter.
Because Jane, in one episode, said, you know, George, you're 32 or 33 years of age, whatever he was, and they were in the year, and I've done the math, and he was born this year.
Fact.
Incredible.
Double fact.
What about male monkeys go bald in the same way men do?
Fact.
On the head.
They either recede from the front or they get that little Devon patch at the back.
Yeah. And then they get one near their bum too sometimes.
Hey, we took a couple of facts earlier on as well, if you want to listen to these.
When you do the scissor cutting motion with your fingers, you only move your pointer finger.
Fact.
Well, greyhounds, they can't sit like a normal dog. They can either lay down or stand up.
Fact.
There you go.
Marto and I are in here using our fingers like
children.
Like 133353, if you've got a fact. Yeah, what about this one? Strawberries contain more vitamin C than oranges.
Fact.
What about this one? This is amazing. Right-handed people, on average, live 9 years longer than left-handed people.
Fact.
Oh, dear.
Poor old Alan Border and Rod Laver and...
My daughter River, she's left-handed.
Oh, she's fine.
There isn't a word that rhymes with purple.
Fact.
Schlurple.
Merple.
Derple.
There's not a lot. We said don't doubt ourselves, just go with it. On average, this is true, on average a four-year-old child asks 437 questions a day.
Oh, so annoying. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I know that to be a thing. What about you, Don from Wrongery? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Marty. Margo, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. I hear you're a first-time caller. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good, mate. Have you got a fact for us? Are you going to make us smarter today?
Well, I hope so. My ex-neighbour was a paediatrician, and I asked him this question a year or so ago. It's a fact, apparently, if you're a male and you're genetically normal, i.e., you don't have curvature of the spine or bowed legs or a thyroid problem or whatever.
Yeah.
Every man in the world is always taller than their mother.
Fact.
Whoa, that's a beautox.
Wow. Yeah, I think as a man, you'd always like to hope that maybe. Because
so if you wanted him,
men
if you wanted him,
naturally are taller than women, is that a thing?
Yeah, well, he did explain it. It's got something to do with the chromosomes. He went through the scientific side of it. But
All right, hold on. Too much. I've spoken to Margot. Don't go deep.
Okay, just facts.
Facts. And Damie does that.
Thank you, Don.
You watch. John from Carina Heights will do it properly. Hi, John.
G'day, fellas.
What's your fact?
Okay, this one's for Margot.
Yeah, well, I'm a lady. I'm not a fella, John, but
hello, fellas. Hello. It's better than saying hello, girl. Hello, ladies.
Well, sometimes. That's all right, John. Right. Yeah, off you go.
Right.
You got one
for me. Yep, you'll always find what you're looking for in the last place you look, so look there first.
Fact.
That's just philosophical. Thank you, mate.
All right, John.
That's great.
I have found myself in that situation before where I'm like, I know where it is, I just can't find it.
Just said before when we're speaking to Don for
Sorry,
Rondre,
John.
Don't break it down.
I apologize.
But you just did it again.
Well, okay.
It's your old, I got to have the last word thing.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
New segment we're going to do on Fridays due to budget cuts. We haven't developed an opener, we call it in the business. So I'm just going to sing it. What's on this weekend? Da-da-da-da-da.
Well, there's plenty on this weekend, Marto. You can get out and about. It's still school holidays for lots of families, so plenty to do with the kids. If you're interested in doing some water-based interactive games and activities, you can cool off out at the Rocks Riverside Park out at 17 Mile Rocks. 10 to 17 years of people
can head out there. So is that just after you go to the Jindalee Bridge, I think?
Daily, they've got stuff happening.
Good one. I've heard that's fabulous. Can I give you another kid one that a friend of ours has recommended, said it's the greatest thing. Every parent needs to go. She's got an 8-year-old, I reckon.
Okay.
Imaginaria. So in the heart of Brisbane, Imaginaria is a new form of immersive play where imagination and technology collide in a stunning audiovisual play. Great for the whole family. I've heard that's a must-do for less than 10-year-olds.
Right? If you're into soccer, the Brisbane Roar are taking on the Adelaide United at Moreton Daily Stadium this Sunday out at Redcliffe.
What a day.
Get down and catch that.
Get out there, grab some fish and chips and go and watch the Roar play. Listen to this one. Our baseball, Brisbane Bandits versus Australian under-19s, our great Brisbane Bandits, 4 premierships in the last 10 years. Tonight runs across the weekend, so they've got a few games on. They're calling it Viticon Stadium, but it's Holloway Park there at Newmarket.
Okay, and if kids you don't have any and sport's not your thing, I bet beer is. The Osborne Hotel there on, Brunswick Street?
Yeah.
Inaugural Pint Palooza. This frothy 5-day beer celebration
five
is kicking
days.
Off on Saturday.
Oh, Sunday.
It's going to be running until Wednesday. It's a long weekend.
I'd like to talk to the person who goes all 5 days. Electric bike, e-bike showcase on this weekend, on Sunday, special event. If you don't know, if you've ever been on an e-bike and you want to experience, hit them up on social media. That's Electric Bikes Brisbane.
I mean, outside of the beach at South Bank, if you don't want to head to the north or the south of the coast, there's a Wizardry mini golf happening out there. Crazy 9-hole golf course.
Where at?
Inspired by famous fantasy and fiction wizards. Great one for the kids. It's on Little Stanley Street at South Bank.
All right. And for people at Bribie, listen to this one at the Bribie Island Seaside Museum. I've never said those words before. tomorrow, 10 till noon, learn how to do some sculpture, make a connect. Right, I should have read this. Make a kinetic hanging mobile from wire and colourful beach glass for your home or garden.
Oh, that sounds
good. Don't forget the markets
are
on.
See all 2 of you there.
All the markets are on over the weekends, of course.
Get out and about.
Yeah.
I tell you what, well, that's this weekend covered, but in the future, if you've got something on, some local events, you can get in contact with Triple M Breakfast. Just give us a call and give us some notice. If there's anything on this weekend you want us to promote, it's probably too late.
And next week we'll get the opener. We'll get a proper person singing.
There's a vintage exchange happening at Windsor, and there's also the Paradise Point Parkland markets as well. So get out and about. There's plenty to do in Brizzy.
Let me sing them out, and that's all we got for you. Oh, we got some more. We've not finished yet, are we?
Yeah, hopefully we are.
We have to come back and say goodbye. Yeah, no? Do we do that now?
Just say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Triple M.
Love yous.